These are your latest Manchester United headlines, and I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has said he wants to see some leadership on the pitch from Paul Pogba. The club's record signing has made just two appearances since September due to a fractured foot. But despite speculation about his future, Pogba's chances of staying at United have increased, with the transfer market expected to collapse due to the financial impact of coronavirus. Solskjaer is now calling for something extra from Pogba, who he has described as one of the best midfielders in the world. Moving on to the team news ahead of tonight's trip to Tottenham, and Phil Jones is Solskjaer's only injury concern for the game. The boss also has two key returnees in Marcus Rashford and the aforementioned Pogba. Rashford is set to return to the starting 11, but Pogba, who hasn't featured since Boxing Day, is tipped to start from the bench, with Fred expected to feature alongside either Nemanja Matic or Scott McTominay in midfield. Finally, some transfer gossip, and United are believed to be hoping that if they back out of the chase for Jude Bellingham, Borussia Dortmund might lower the cost of Jadon Sancho. Bild claims that the Reds are harming their chances of landing Sancho by pursuing Bellingham, who Dortmund have reportedly agreed personal terms with. But the Bundesliga side are yet to raise the funds to secure what would reportedly be a £30 million switch for the 16-year-old, and United have been looking around in case the deal falls through. Those funds could of course be raised through the sale of Sancho, and United believe they can broker an understanding between all the parties. That's all for now, we'll have more later.